This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Too much content, but not enough time. The Chad Hartman Show now becomes... Okay. Rapid Fire Radio.
All right, let's add to a couple guests coming up on Jason's show. Speaking of the Hennepin County Board and potentially taking over HCMC, Jeffrey Lundy, Hennepin County Commissioner. He's on at 3:35 and with Jerusha Eats, Nate Burleson. Nice career for Nate, to say the least, whether it's went from NFL Network to CBS Morning Show to the NFL Today. So he's a part of Jerusha Eats. Jason's on for 2 hours, Twins and Tigers. We still haven't given out those Twins tickets yet, right? Did I miss
They're
that?
They're coming up.
I think so. Okay. I would suggest that no one should ever talk to this couple ever again. That's what I would suggest. I was invited to a wedding sponsored by Hellman's. We were given 2 weeks to get to Vegas, a strict dress code, and to waive our moral rights. A giant tub of mayonnaise married my friends.
The efficient was a tub of mayonnaise.
Giant tub of mayonnaise. Married my friends. I wouldn't go.
Would you go to Adam Carter did the Elvis wedding in Vegas.
Of course.
The Star Wars weddings have been very popular. Would you go to either of those?
Yeah. If Hunter...
You draw your line at condiment? Is it all condiments you'd draw the line?
No, it's mayonnaise. It's a disgusting product. That
mustard
is,
you'd be okay with?
Of course.
Nice bottle of French's?
Exactly.
How about a Heinz ketchup?
Hell no. No, I would not. I would not. I have taste. I understand. If my firstborn, Hunter Hartman, April 5th, 1995, 7:35 a.m., first thing he did was pee all over his mom. If he calls me, because he's getting married November 5th, and says, as it turns out, a giant tub of mayonnaise is marrying us, I will say, good luck. I'm not going.
That's a bold stance.
That's a bold stance.
A very bold stance.
It's a bold stance, but you know what I have? As I take the glasses off, I have standards.
You have standards.
I'm not going to go for a giant tub of mayonnaise or ketchup to marry anyone I know, including my flesh and blood.
Now, you say you'll go to, say, for instance, a concert of somebody you don't even really love.
Yeah.
For the experience.
Yes.
You like the experience.
Yeah, I heard Adam and Jordana talking today about Sturgis. And like, I'm not a motorcycle guy at all. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be at Sturgis for 10 days. I'd like to check it out for a day. Sure. No, I realize.
You don't see this every day, Chip.
Pox on our globe is mayonnaise.
Well, now that's not true.
Yes, it is.
No, that's unkind.
Prove me wrong.
That's unkind.
Prove me wrong.
Mayonnaise can be not just used in and of itself, it is a vital ingredient to many other things that we put together.
Not really.
Oh, a.k.a.
It's a crutch.
Tuna salads, other sort of pasta salads, other sauces that mayonnaise can be a part
of. We all know I make legendary tuna salads.
No, you don't.
People are talking about
it. It's legendary for its busyness
and
ridiculousness.
It's a lot of stuff.
Too much stuff.
Oh, my God.
You didn't even get any tuna.
Yeah. Too much joy. You're against too much joy. Explains a lot your nightlife. I sometimes have to put mayonnaise in there because Quentin likes it.
Oh, I have to. If it's blaming others.
My
deflection
child.
Is what you're doing.
My child.
Blaming Q for your use of mayonnaise,
And it detracts from my enjoyment dramatically, but as a former and future Nobel Peace Prize winner, I'm willing to make that exception.
Do you side-eye the young man with each bite you take?
I send him to time
you're
out.
You're making me do this.
I send him to time out afterwards. If your daughter is going to get married by a giant tub of mayonnaise, are you going?
I would say perhaps we take this thing a little bit more seriously, but yes, I'm still going, and I'm bringing a turkey sandwich with the hope that I get a little schmear on the bread so I can watch that thing go down a little easier.
No. Now, I brought this up, first of all, just to rip mayonnaise because it's awful again. Tell me the strangest wedding that you've attended. I'd like to say I have a really strange wedding. I don't think I do. Maybe it's more unique. One of the more unique weddings is when Kathleen and I were still married, where for a reason I think that I'll lay out, she was picked as the maitre d'honneur.
Oh, nice.
And I think that was tied to the fact that we stayed friends with her ex-husband. And she wasn't pleased with that, in particular with me. And so she made my then wife matron of honor. And Kathleen fulfilled the responsibility.
Good for her.
Normal way. I mean, I don't think she was a superstar or anything. I think she was fine. She was solid, you know.
That sounds like you're ripping your performance.
I'm not. I mean, what makes it
a little slow on picking up the train as the bride's walking back down the aisle? What are you saying?
Here's why I was distracted, because we had one of these MCs at this wedding. If you are considering an MC, just stop. Hi, everybody. It's Reggie here. How you doing? And this Reggie, he wasn't Reggie. He just was, God, he was a lot. I would have rather had mayonnaise poured on this guy, and we were at the head table. Too, because Kathleen was matron of honor. This guy was the microphone. Hi, everybody. What do we think of the salad? Hey, how do you, Chad? What do you think of the salad? You don't need a play-by-play announcer at the wedding.
No. If you do, they have to be a natural.
No. No, 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 no. I mean, Marv Albert. Yes. Mike Breen,
no, you don't want
bang!
Marv
actually, maybe you want Marv there for other reasons. And if he's with the czar, then it's really going to get fun, you know. I've been to a number of farm weddings. I bet three or four farm weddings.
Very popular now.
Yeah, they're more and more popular. We were married on the grass. I'm trying to think something that's close to a tub of mayonnaise.
I have a buddy who was a groomsman in a actual Star Wars wedding, and he was dressed up as a stormtrooper or something like that.
Are you kidding?
Yes. I'm not kidding you at all. I have seen pictures.
How is Cook not at this thing?
He may have been the ring bearer. I don't know.
Okay, so everybody was dressed up in these little outfits?
Oh, yeah.
Was somebody Luke?
I think the...
When the groom
was either Luke or Darth Vader.
Wait, he was wearing the...
I do?
I mean, perhaps
you take off the mask when you kiss her. I mean, the bride was Leia, obviously.
I doubt. I mean, if you're really committed to the Star Wars thing, you don't take the mask off. I don't think the true Star Wars nerds would take off the mask during the wedding.
You don't think Darth took it off when he was getting a little something-something in the Death Star?
I think it's possible they had sex wearing the outfit, too, and he still kept the mask.
That's disappointing.
Or maybe not. I mean, for me, okay, so as a side piece here to the story, I saw it happened on the 31st, the Seattle Kraken. I normally am not following the Kraken on social media.
Wait a minute.
At any point.
Pew, 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 pew.
Yeah, it's a side rapid fire. The Kraken is out with one of their players fishing.
Yeah, I saw this.
And there is a bear
yes.
that is coming at them.
The player and the Kraken mascot.
And the Kraken mascot is so committed to the bit.
Well, he's a Kraken.
As he's scurrying away from the bear. By the way, from what I've seen so far, this is not a bit,
mm-mm,
right?
Mm-mm.
The Kraken mascot keeps his outfit on while he's fleeing from the bear.
Yeah, he's a Kraken. I don't know what outfit. What are you talking about?
I'm taking that headdress off and everything. I'm running quickly. I'm not that committed to staying in my acting method at that point when it wasn't a small cup. It was a giant bear.
Okay. If you think if Christian Bale is in there, he's going to get out of character? I don't think so.
It's very
similar. Daniel Day-Lewis?
Very similar to Bale.
And I'm sorry. If you're telling me...
Meryl Streep would have been committed too, I'm sure.
A bear versus a Kraken in the wild, who wins? I'm taking the Kraken every time.
Yeah. I would... Whoever the Kraken GM is, fire this idiot.
For his devotion to the product?
Yeah, for... Well, he almost was torn up on live Insta and Snapchat.
Was he?
You think that would have scarred the Kraken youngsters to see the bear bit? Would he have stayed in character if the bear was tearing him up bit by bit?
I hope so.
Okay, what does a Kraken say, by the way?
Ouch.
Ouch. You beat me to it. Okay, so strangest wedding you've ever attended. And if someone really close to you was getting married by a giant tub of mayonnaise, are you going? Out of the purity of the fact that mayonnaise is disgusting, I'm a no. And I think you are too.
Oh, I'm there. I'm absolutely there.
I mean, mustard, of course I'm there. Sauerkraut? Absolutely.
I'm there for any kind of
relish.
Good or the bad.
Onions? Absolutely. But mayo and ketchup, that's where I draw the line. Because I believe in America, unlike you. I also believe in Stretch Lab. A giant tub of mayonnaise will not be stretching you at any of the locations, the double-figure locations here in the metro area. Train professionals who didn't just walk in the door and say, hey, I did a little physical therapy, boom, I'm in. No, months of training and excellent follow-up. Because they have some people like every job, and if they're not up to a certain level, guess what? They don't stay. I had someone who was new to the Plymouth location the other day. Fabulous. I've been going with Quinton since 2019. I probably have tried at least five of the locations in town. And it doesn't matter if you're 30 in great shape, 80 in poor shape. You want to play golf. You want to find that club face. You want to turn behind it, keep that posture. Maybe you're a runner. Maybe you're someone like Davis, participant triathlons. All across the spectrum, from the lazy to the commitment to fitness, they will help you out. StretchLab.com is where you find them. 25-minute sessions, 50-minute sessions. You go one time, but I bet if you go one time, you'll turn into a monthly customer and a regular. Trust me on this one. You'll be better physically, and you need to stay pliable and flexible. StretchLab.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Much, much, much more serious in about 10 minutes when Andrew Zimmer joins us. Food, Gaza, an interesting op-ed that Andrew wrote that is available to you, StarTribune.com, on the Mayo and the strange wedding situation. Come on now, Chad. What if your son, his fiance, met at the grocery store while they were both grabbing for the same mayonnaise jar? You still wouldn't go, "My son respects food too much to be grabbing just regular mayonnaise."
That's not what I've heard. Q likes mayonnaise. Could Hunter and Griffin also be interested in that? Now, if they go for Miracle Whip, I'd draw the line there. That tangy zip is terrible.
What is wrong with people? A giant jar of stupidity might be better to begin a failed marriage. How quirky and weird would you have been willing to participate in as a man who's been frugal since the first time your butt was slapped?
Is Big Mayo paying me to have their tub perform
the wedding? It was a part of a sign up here.
If I'm getting a little scratch on the back.
You're willing to do anything.
Absolutely. You can just slap. You know, I will wear a NASCAR-style tuxedo jacket, man. Just slap all the sponsors on me.
Yeah, I want a few more strange wedding stories. I know they're out there. 651-461-9226. Went to a wedding in Vegas where the day after, the bride was invited to a optional bar.
Oh.
Her husband had to pay a $30 cover to go and retrieve her after 4 hours.
4 hours.
So what sort of message is that the day after? Honey, they picked me out because they like my boobs in some way, and I'm going in there without you. And then I'm not going to communicate with you in any way. So it turns out you're going to have to pay extra money to grab me back, to save me.
Are you familiar with the word annulment?
What do you think the ratio is in Vegas for annulments?
Higher than anywhere else?
Exactly. Not even close. How about a Halloween wedding? Because somebody says they attended a Halloween wedding. Probably not incredibly uncommon. Right?
Sure, especially if Halloween falls on a weekend, there's people that would want to do that.
If it was a giant can of Fresca, Chad would go. Of course I would.
Pepsi in a can?
Oh, I mean, if I ever get married again, that's a requirement. That is a requirement. Okay, you find this one for me. And again, much more serious with Andrew in 7-8 minutes. According to TripAdvisor, the top amusement park in the United States of America is Dollywood.
Yes! Go Dolly.
Do you know the city in Tennessee? Because I did not realize this was the city.
Tennessee City.
Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
I've heard of Pigeon Forge.
Have you?
Yeah, it's one of those goofy name cities that comes up on the list of, you know, the wacky names.
Pigeon Forge. The Dollywood president sent a statement. The word is humbling because it's derived from real reviews left by our actual guests. Have you ever considered Dollywood as an option for your kids?
No, and probably mostly because I didn't realize it was such a, I guess, a big deal. You know, I didn't really know it was there. It was, you know, and you can call it an amusement park, but
it's a rides.
Yeah, I didn't know it was so big in the rides and the water park, the whole deal.
Showcasing the costumes and memorabilia. I mean, I get it if, let's say, you don't live that far away, or you're an incredibly diehard Dolly Parton fan. But are you traveling across the country just to see Dolly's wigs and dresses? Honestly? I mean, you just talked about a Star Wars wedding, so I get we're all quirky. I mean, I'll get up early in the morning and drive a long ways to play a golf course. So we all got our stuff. But number one ranked, I think to me this is a little bit, the folks, they just absolutely love Dollywood. So they're just predisposed once they go.
Not terribly far from Knoxville.
Yeah?
Head to a Tennessee football game. Head east to Dollywood. Make a weekend of it.
Went the first time this year, as Texas said. It's fantastic. My kids loved it.
Very good.
I'm assuming the prices are just exorbitant like every one of these places.
It can't be as bad as Disney or Universal.
Disney in Orlando is second. Nobles Amusement Resort in Ellsberg, Pennsylvania is third. I've never heard of this place. Have you?
No, I have not.
Fun Spot America, Kissimmee, is six. I'm trying to find other places where Carter spent his spring break. Silver Dollar City. Whale's Tail Water Park, all in the top 15. And one I attended with Q years ago, Noah's Ark Water Park in the Delta.
Oh, love Noah's Ark. Dollywood, very reasonably priced.
Maybe that's why it's so good.
To get into the theme park, anyone under 10 appears to be free.
Really?
That's a nice deal.
Compared to Disney, it's crazy.
One day Dollywood tickets. What do you think? One day.
$75.
$92.
Okay.
You can get a three-day ticket for $132.
Yeah, compared to their competitors. No comparison. Somebody says, Dollywood, worth the trip for the cinnamon bread. I'm going all the way to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee for the cinnamon bread?
You get the theme park and the water park for $102 a day. Come on! They're practically paying you to enjoy the fun.
Okay, so in other words, it's for people to want to pay a crazy amount of money. Like, I mean, it's absurd how expensive Disney and Universal are.
Yes, just get another mortgage.
I mean, and I know they're doing fine. They're not struggling. They really don't care if this afternoon host says it's borderline gross how expensive it is. But it is. And right now they're at their main complexes, I don't know, about 75 miles of lines right now.
Just pay up to see the mouse.
And you think you've got the special line pass? You really don't.
No.
There's like nine passes you have to pay for, and by then you've given up your house.
And everyone else has it anyway.
Andrew Zimmern, a chef's dilemma as the people of Gaza starve. Andrew's next on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Be memorable, make people think, cause people to pay attention. Andrew Zimmer's been doing that for decade after decade after decade, and I was drawn to Andrew's column today in the Star Tribune, available to you, startribune.com. Zimmer, Chef's Dilemma, as the people of Gaza starve, and then the subheadline, what does it mean to make television shows about food in a world where people are dying because they don't have any? Good to chat with you once again, my friend. It's been too long. Andrew's with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. I want to read from parts of the column, get you to react to those specifically. But overall, why did you decide to take this approach today with this column?
Well, it's something that I've been thinking about a lot over the last 10, 12 years, as I have spent an increasing amount of time as a global agitator and participant with a lot of the world's foremost NGOs. You know, I was gifted a platform and approached by, you know, some fairly big groups over the last decade to get involved with them. And I try not to do anything half-assed. So, you know, World Food Program, the International Rescue Committee that Einstein founded in 1936, that deals exclusively with assisting and helping refugees after they've exited their country of origin, that David Miliband, Tony Blair's former Secretary of State, mm-hmm. now runs. You know, those two agencies, Nature Conservancy, Environmental Working Group, I work on a lot of big projects with them, and I'm super privileged to do it. It's really fulfilling. I probably spend about half my time working with those groups and others. And increasingly, as I've become, you know, really involved in issues oriented stuff and trying to change laws in our country as well as overseas, it has raised a little bit of a crisis of consciousness of conscience and consciousness with me, mm-hmm. and yeah. It is something that I felt was important to talk about, because I realized as I sat around my dinner table with friends and family, you know, increasingly, you know, someone says, "Oh, I saw your show yesterday. It was so funny what you, mm-hmm. you know, were doing with that, you know, beautiful, whatever, wild striped bass." And I was, and my first thought was, what about the 23% of the people around the globe who don't have a meal to go to today? I thought it was important. I thought other people must be having some of the same thinking. For those of us who have, what does it mean to relate to those who don't? And what are we to do about it?
Here's a part of what you wrote. And you talk about how to reconcile the joyful absurdity of trying 20 kinds of ramen in Tokyo with the knowledge my tax dollars help fund weapons that crater bakeries in Rafah. The truth is, I don't recognize it, reconcile it. not fully, certainly not cleanly, I've come to understand that by necessity, I must live in that tension. And when it haunts me, I do something about it. And you talked, even your first answer, about what you're doing. For the everyday For the everyday citizen who's listening right now, who still wants to have joy, knows how important a meal is, knows all the information that we shared with new friends and family, but is also gripped by sadness and the helplessness when they see the starving children in Gaza, but also understand what kickstarted all this. I think all of us have this incredible challenge of trying to reconcile and balancing that parts of our life.
Yeah, and I think that point is not reconcilable, and it doesn't have to be. I support Israel and its right to exist. I am not a fan of some of the current Israeli administration's policies, to put it mildly. I'm outraged by it. I think my line in the piece, I don't have it in front of me, but I think the word that I used was incandescent with rage.
Yes.
I don't know how as a human being you can be all right with food being used as a lever of war making. I do not think that is right. So how do I reconcile that with the fact that, you know, I'm going to throw something on the grill tonight and make a meal for my family, right? Mm-hmm. Well, my point about living in that tension is that it's okay to sit in that upset. It is okay to sit in a negative feeling about it. It is okay for us to take someone to dinner to celebrate their birthday and enjoy company over food, as long as, and this is what the rest of the column goes on to suggest, you are doing things, you know, I choose to be noisy and to agitate and to push for the things that I believe in. And I do that in some very, very concrete ways because I'm lucky enough to have that platform. If someone does not have a platform in which they can do it, they can do so at the ballot box. You know, it's the you know, we don't talk enough about real kitchen table issues during our election cycles. Mm-hmm. I think this year, well, certainly the last two presidential elections were the first times that the word food was mentioned during a presidential debate. I think the rising cost of food and the unsustainability of some of our food systems here in America, as well as the pathology of criminalized hunger that we have forced on our own citizens, is going to change that in the presidential election coming up. I don't know how it can be avoided when we have so many who are hungry in this country. You know, one of the things that I wrote about in the column was, you know, I use Gaza as the jumping off place. But I did make sure to mention that, you know, we have, depending on whose statistic you listen to, anywhere between, you know, 20-25% of Americans who don't know where their next meal is coming from. I choose to call that hunger. And not food insecurity. Food insecurity is a way to keep the feelings in bed. I choose to call it hunger. And we have the dollars in America to feed every American. So why is it? By the way, this is not a blue or red or left or right issue.
Nope,
I mean, the last six, seven administrations, eight administrations have all had a chance to do something about this when it's been on the national radar screen. Previous to that, national hunger issues were brushed under the rug. But I don't think we can brush them under the rug anymore. We are because we are increasingly becoming a nation and a world of haves and have-nots. And I think sitting in that tension, to get back to the question, is while not comfortable, something that we have to do. Just because it's uncomfortable doesn't mean you should try to medicate it or ignore it away, but it does mean that we have to do something about it.
Andrew Zimmern is with us, so recognizable in the state and globally, about his recent column today about food, Gaza, and the balance, the tension, reconciling. I'll just pick up on the food part here in the states. As you write, and this comes up so often, statistically, we waste up to 40% of the food we produce in our country. Most of it is pre-consumer contact. This is a tragedy. This is indefensible, and it doesn't seem to change. If the two of us have this conversation in 10 years, and we bring that number down in half, let's say, which probably is staggering, what has to change to stop wasting the amount of food we waste in this country, which clearly could get to so many people in this country who are just flat out hungry and are uncertain or just flat out know they don't know where the next meal is coming from?
Well, it's I could go on for hours about this, as you know. We have, I'll just in no particular order. We have to take away the individual states' overregulation of what has to happen with rescued food, bruised food, or food that is, as we call in our business, ugly food, stuff that the bruised tomatoes, the busted up bunch of grapes, the stuff that pre-consumer contact supermarkets reject and winds up in a dumpster, simply because that state's regulations don't allow for nonprofits to go in and rescue the food. One of the biggest issues that we have in America is that state food rescue operations that are in border communities, remember, all of our states are linked to another one except for Hawaii and Alaska, right? We have a situation where regulations in one state don't match the regulations the other one. I serve on an advisory board with one of the most successful food rescue organizations in the country called Spoonfuls out of Massachusetts. And they have an inability to go across the border 3 minutes into New Hampshire, for example, because the regulations are different and food banks over there can't accept the rescued food that Spoonfuls contributes. So that's number one. I think we need a cabinet level secretary of food. Food is, look, independent restaurants alone are 6.5% of GDP and employ 11 million people. You start adding in chain restaurants, hotels, supermarkets, farms, all the rest of that. Food is one of the largest pieces of GDP that we have in our economic makeup in this country. And so why is it divided across so many different alphabet agencies and touches three different cabinet level positions? We should have one cabinet secretary for food. Would help immensely. We also need to change our inability to deal with the issues of guest workers in this country and our visa programs. There are a lot of reporting in the last couple of days about Minnesota farms that aren't able to get as many H2-A visas, ones right. for guest workers to come in. But guess what? And I detailed this in my MSNBC series, What's Eating America. Crab companies in Maryland can't get people to pick crabs. Farmers in California can't get enough visas for people to pick lettuce or strawberries. Meat companies in Tennessee can't get enough people to cut meat. These are all where these guest visas come into play. And to restrict and slow down the access of these guest visas is hurting our ability to feed Americans. The most simple example for people out there is if you don't have enough folks picking the cucumbers in the field, the farm has to operate in Central California, which is they're farming 12 months a year there. The farm will actually till the food under the soil. Or those cucumbers will get picked but they don't have enough people driving trucks or loading them, so it will sit and they will get left to spoil somewhere along the food chain.
Sure.
When that happens, we then have supermarkets who say, hey, I can't put these cucumbers out, right? They're ugly. Nobody's going to buy them. And then it becomes added into that pre-consumer contact for waste. I am not optimistic about lowering the waste number. I actually feel we're going to lower the hunger number first and foremost. I'm hoping and banking on the human outrage being enough. But by the way,
really quick,
remember,
gotta jump in soon.
$17 billion a year, which is 0.0027% of our federal budget, and we could eliminate childhood hunger in America.
Yeah.
Who would vote for keeping a child hungry? It's outrageous.
Yeah, it is. Such an important topic, laying out the dilemma and laying out some important solutions. I really appreciate it. Let's do it more often, and thank you so much for coming on.
Appreciate it, Chad. Take it easy.
Andrew Zimmern, again, the column available, Star Tribune, but it's much more than that. But if you want to read it, A Chef's Dilemma as the People of Gaza Starve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.